This is GQDN for Tuesday, September 9th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes, including the one quest-worthy. Put in the promo code QUEST in the checkout line to get 25% off your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff up there. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some games coming out very soon-ish. And cloud gaming could be going to vehicles. They could. And Hollow Knight Silksong could make things a little bit easier for you. But we go to Blizzard Entertainment because Diablo, according to Wowhead, is going to have a nice little developer update next week. In fact, they had a blue post and it reads, quote, "Our next developer update livestream ignites on September 16th at 11 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. In previous season of Infernal Chaos, join members of the development team as they share details on what's coming to our newest season. Tune in to learn more about powerful Chaos Armor, Chaos Rifts, and Reignited Infernal Hordes. There will also be a Q&A segment at the end of the stream for you to field your questions directly to the team. For this upcoming live stream, we're trying a new format to keep things action-packed. We're looking forward to hearing your feedback on the new style of broadcast. Visit our official Diablo, Twitch, twitch.tv/Diablo, youtube.com/Diablo, and tiktok.com/Diablo. Channels to watch live after the live stream. You can visit our Diablo YouTube or Twitch channels and catch the replay of the live stream if you miss it. Now, for the live stream, while the developer update live stream is live, watch any live stream in the Diablo 4 category with drops enabled for 30 minutes to earn the Postulator Arc Rogue Crossbow. So the crossbow drops can happen for you and you can get it. I wonder what they're going to be talking about next week. We'll find out, won't we? But how about something that is also out? Hollow Knight Silksong will now get a patch to make the game a little bit easier. According to Eurogamer.net, the developers did think that Hollow Knight Silksong was a little bit difficult. So, what they're going to do is they're going to have, quote, slight difficult reduction, end quote, on some of the enemies, receiving damage reduction, and some increases on the Rosary rewards. Now, the patch will be available for Steam players via the public beta on Steam or GOG, and now be available for all players on all platforms in the middle of next week. Now, there's quite a few of details here, so I'll just get to a few of them. Fix situation where players could remain cloakless after slab escape sequence. Fixed with Beast and the Bells not being compatible when Bell Beast is summoned at the Bilewater Bellway during the late game. Fixed Snitch Pick not giving rosaries and shell shards as intended. Slight reduction in mid-game Bellway and Bell Bench prices. Slight increase in rosary rewards from relics and psalm cylinders. And various additional fixes and tweaks. There's quite a few more, but for the full list, it's up on our Discord. Just become a Patreon. That's all we ask. Now let's go over to Xbox, because the Xbox Demo Fest via Pure Xbox is now live, and now you can play 40 games from the demos for free. And that would include Angry Video Game Nerd 8-Bit, a Pizza Delivery Demo, Bonnie Bear Saves Frog Time Demo, Cats on Duty, yep, there's cats, Gloomy Eyes, Mina the Hollower, Potions a Curious Tale, Road Out, the Yuka Replayee Demo as well. But what can you play that on? Well, for the Xbox demos. Gaming Bolt did say that the X Cloud Gaming is coming to select vehicles, and they'll be running on the LG's WebOS infotainment system. And they said that it's coming soon. Now, this is a new collaboration with LG. And the WebOS ACP with LG would have to be connected to the internet. And the feature has also been designed with safety regulations as well, which means you cannot drive and play Forza Horizon 5 and a lot of other titles on your car's digital dashboard at the same time. The player also needs an active subscription to Xbox Game Pass Ultimate. Now, Xbox did make an announcement and said, quote, "Whether you're jumping back into an old favorite or discovering something completely new, Xbox Cloud Gaming LG Electronics transforms your vehicle's infotainment system into more than just that music and movies. It becomes full entertainment hub. Whether you're waiting at an EV charging station or trying to entertain your passengers on an extended road trip, pass the time by playing games, keeping everyone entertained, and making the journey feel more fun," end quote. Now, what we don't know is what vehicles could they be on, at least not via this article. But if you do have the LG Automotive Content Platform, then you will be able to play those games. Which means, all you parents, if you got it, it might be good. It just might be. And you keep your kids entertained. Speaking of entertainment, we're going to the esports corner, because HLTV did say that someone's taking a break and someone else is taking over. The one that's taking a break is Andriy Zoma Mrnjavko, and he was the coach for Virtus Pro. But Anton Box Mrnjavko is the one taking a break. So Zoma's going to take over. My bad. I got that confused. But still, Box is leaving. Zoma is coming in. In fact, Nigma did make a statement about this. And this is another esports team. Quote, "Throughout last year, our schedule has been quite a busy one. Long flights, online and offline tournaments, intense boot camps, and daily trainings. That type of life requires one physical and emotional health to be constantly tested, and that's why at a certain point, taking a pause is inevitable," end quote. So Zoma has been inactive since June, and that's when Astrum did play their final tournament. So Nigma is going to take a chance. We'll see what happens. Now, if you want a mouse, I might have a deal for you. The Logitech G502 Hero is up on Amazon right now, and it's at $40. So if you want that, a good gaming mouse, you can indeed get that right now. Thank you, PC Games N. So there's a mouse for you. What's going to come now? Foursquare.com says that the 16-bit shooter Earthian will be on PlayStation 4 and 5 next week, and they did put up a poster on YouTube, because this was a Japanese developer, Ancient, who put this game up on 18th of September, so 9 days. So, if you're interested, here's what their post reads. Quote, "With Earth's resources depleted and its environment in ruin, most of humanity has fled to Mars. But when the hostile invaders launch an attack on Earth, mankind has no choice but to fight back. As an environmental researcher, Azua Takanashi, you will pilot the state-of-the-art space fighter YKIIA and mount the most important counterattack in human history. Losing is not an option," end quote. So shoot them all down. Coming in 9 days. About the end of next week, almost. We did give one bit of who's going to go to Tokyo Game Show. Well, Sega is too. And their part will run from September 25th to the 28th via Gamatsu.com. And they did give us some games that they're going to be possibly talking about. Football Manager 26, Persona 3 Reload, Persona 5, Sega Football Champions, Sonic Racing Cross Worlds, the Virtua Fighter 5 Revo World Stage, and 4 games that are coming soon. Oh, Borderlands 4 as well. EA Sports FC 26, Project Motor Racing, Stalker 2, and some other things. Well, we do like those other things, don't we? Yes, we do. This has been Adon Forge Production 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some games, people.